The murder of Dutch filmmaker Theo van Gogh 3 weeks ago has set off a wave of church and mosque burnings in the Netherlands. It has also launched a national debate there on immigration. A Muslim man with Dutch and Moroccan roots has been charged with van Gogh's murder. He is one of the million Muslims now living in the Netherlands. Geert Wilders is a member of the Dutch parliament, and he's been outspoken in calling for a complete halt, for a few years at least, to the immigration of Muslims. His extreme stance has boosted him in the polls, but also made him the target of death threats.
We have been far too tolerant, especially to the intolerant. And I believe that because we could have seen it coming, there were already signals for years in my country, but the politicians and the government didn't want to act because they found it politically incorrect to talk about the radical side of the Islam. Of course, in the Netherlands, everybody can live respective their religion, their color, their sexual preference, but we should also make an example that if people in the Netherlands choose against our democracy, against our rule of law, they should be arrested and extradited tomorrow.
You said there have been signals for years. Can you give me one small example?
I can give you many examples. We have had terroristic organizations in the Netherlands, organizations that were outlawed in our neighboring countries, in Germany, in Belgium, in Denmark. So we had seen some of our television stations already made 2 years ago, secret recordings in some mosques. And there it was seen that the recruitment for jihad was something to be proud of, but also that women should be beaten, that homosexuals should be killed, that the friends of democracy were the sons of Satan. And we should show those people that who is in charge in the Netherlands. It's us, it's the democracy. If we don't act against it in the most tough way, we will lose our country.
Mr. Wilders, though, let me put something to you. Theo van Gogh was quite vocal in his denunciation of radical Islam. I mean, to the point of using publicly language that, for instance, suggested that extremist Muslims engaged in bestiality, some pretty shocking language.
Yes, but he was never sentenced for that. And as you know, it's probably...
I'm not suggesting that in any way brought upon, gave anybody the reason to kill him.
Exactly.
But I would like to make it clear that both sides were saying things that would shock the other side.
I understand your point completely, and I agree with you there. On the other hand, let's make clear that you can say a lot of things in Holland, but you cannot say that the killing of people is okay. You cannot say that homosexuals and women who don't obey with their husbands should be beaten. I mean, this is totally different.
In your view, has the Dutch government and Dutch society an obligation to help immigrants, Muslims in particular, assimilate?
Of course. This is also the reason that I want to stop immigration for 5 years for non-Western immigrants, because of the sole reason that because we have so much problems with the integration and the assimilation of the Muslim community, we should focus especially on those groups who are already in the Netherlands. And I want to help them to integrate. I want to give them money for education. I want to help them with jobs. So we should make every effort for the people who are still moderate in our country to integrate, not choose for radicalism, but choose for democracy.
What about you? Do you have any sense of when you'll be able to move around freely without guards?
No. No, I have now 6 guards accompanying me everywhere. I'm being driven in armored cars. They made it possible with a lot of security that I can work in Parliament. But outside Parliament, it's almost impossible to live a normal life. And I'm afraid, of course, I want it to end as soon as possible, but I'm afraid that it will take some time before my normal life gets back. Unfortunately, those are the facts.
Thank you for speaking to us.
You're very welcome.
Geert Wilders is a member of the Dutch Parliament.